We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire. Presented by Traeger, your full-service safety partner.
Congratulations. You're off work, hopefully. And luckily for you, Old Dirty and Show have the latest for you. And the latest is the Astros lineup is out, and there are some pieces missing. Altuve leads off. Robel Garcia is batting second. Brantley, Yuli, Yordan, Toro, Chaz McCormick, Straw, and Maldonado. That means no Kyle Tucker, who there was thought he may return today, and no Carlos Correa. First, here is Dusty Baker on Kyle Tucker and when they potentially expect him to return.
Well, he's out working out today. He's gained, you know, most of his weight back. So, you know, we'll reevaluate that tomorrow. He could be back. Yeah. He could be back earliest tomorrow.
All right, could be back as early tomorrow. Lost weight, man. That must have been a serious stomach flu where he's lost a good amount of weight.
Diarrhea. Yeah, you go to Rooster, tell him for a few days, man, you're going to lose a little bit of weight. Ain't no doubt about it. Look, this is a night. This is a night for the Astros where it's about the others. It's about the others. Robel Garcia, Abraham Toro, Chazzy Fizz McCormick, Miles Straw. I mean, those guys have been hotter than a firecracker. And along with everybody else in this lineup, and everybody else that grabs a bat for the Astros as of late. And, you know, why not? I mean, you're facing one of the worst teams in baseball. You are on a hot streak that you would like to continue, 8 straight wins. But why not, man? Let's see if these young cats can stay hot and carry the team for a game.
Yeah, and I bet you the Orioles, their game plan is to make it about the others. They've got to be coming in and saying, all right, we got to limit how much Altuve, Brantley, Yuli, and Alvarez beats us. Like, we get a chance, we got to try to pitch around those guys as much as possible to try to get the back half of the lineup. Listen, I'm telling you what, Clint, their offense has been absolutely on fire. If they get up here and put up another 7, 8, 9, 10 runs like they've been putting up lately with this crew out here, I mean, my God.
Well, here's the deal: they don't have to put up 7 or 8. If they get up there and put up 5, then your drink count doubles.
Yeah, I know. We did make a bet where.
Tell people about it, bud.
The bet is right now I'm buying you all 2 drinks. Obviously, Tyler's are well.
That's what you are. You owe us right now those 2 drinks.
I agreed the 2 drinks. If you missed that up, I didn't think for any reason that Dusty would move Chaz McCormick up to the top of the lineup, and of course he did.
I'm going with the Coors Light and the Top Shelf Tequila. Those are my 2, just for the record. Tyler, yes. I guess he's making you stay well, but either way, I'll share my good stuff with you.
Yep, all will. And I said I'll give you a 3rd one. A 3rd drink. I'll put a 3rd one on the house if they score 5 runs or more tonight.
Or more runs.
And I think they get the W tonight behind Greinke. I think it's about 3-1.
I think Tyler actually said double or nothing. So I need you two to decide y'all want to do since y'all are betting with my money. Right.
Double or nothing. Double or nothing.
Let's get it loud and clear. It's a double or nothing bet, and they got to score 5 or more runs.
Yes, and that includes Clint. It's double or nothing on both of them.
So I'm going to have 4 drinks.
Yep.
Wow.
8 total.
No, 4 here, 4. Yeah. I hope that Bank of America card, B of A card works.
You need to call ahead and make sure your card's good to go.
Clint said no.
He's going to try to get this bet big enough where we feel bad about
no.
Little Lauren ain't going to have no diapers or something. We're going to be taking diapers off the baby or something.
I pay up my bets.
Lauren ain't in diapers anymore, is she?
No, Nikki is. I pay my bets. I owed Hennessy to Wade Smith.
Right.
I pay my bets up.
Didn't you owe him like a really nice version of it though, and you gave him a lesser?
Hey now.
Yeah, he bootlegged him. It's
all right. Oh, okay.
Wade's a good dude, so he let it slide.
It was hard to find, man. That white Hennessy.
Yeah.
Gotta have it shipped.
Real hard to find when you got to pay for it. You ain't gonna get to drink it.
COVID.
We're gonna get out.
Anyway, hey, we got a others game tonight for the Astros and 8 straight wins. Right, got one game. Hey, by the way, Astros fans out there, needs to be rooting for the Rangers. They're playing the A's. If they beat the A's, obviously the Astros will have an opportunity to take another game.
That's a tough one for Houston fans to go.
No, it ain't. It's again, common sense prevails. I understand the hate for the Rangers. Hell, I'm not a big fan. I get it. I understand it. But when it's all said and done, you need them to beat the A's. Go on, stretch this lead out in the division a little bit. Go on, start stretching it out. Let's start tonight.
We'll see. The first pitch coming up in an hour from now.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, what you need to be paying attention tonight right here on Sports Radio 610, a big, big night for the Houston Rockets and sports in this town. Right here on Sports Radio 610, Sean Pendergast, co-host of Payne and Pendergast, and our Rockets insider, Adam Spolane, will host a lottery special. And we will find out where the Rockets will be picking in the first round. Clint, best case scenario, the luck of it all on your side is that you're the number one pick. The worst thing that could occur is if they are below 4. If they get pick 5, they then immediately have to swap with the Miami Heat and go back down to pick 18. So they could be as high as 1 or the worst case possible will be at 18. We'll have it for you all tonight. Sean Pendergast, Adam Spolane. But this is huge for the Rockets.
What I gathered from Sean is you're either going to have 18, 23, and 24, those three first-round picks, or you're going to have 1 through 4 and then 23 and 24, one of those top picks in 23 and 24. Obviously, for the Rockets, for the organization, that 1 through 4 would be absolutely huge. You got a 14% chance of getting the number 1 overall. They got a 52% chance of ending up in the top 4. I just think it's locked. I think the Astros. I think the Rockets are going. I think they're going to get the top pick. Yeah, I think they're going. That Steven Silas. I'm feeling for Steven Silas. I mean, what he went through this year, it was tough to watch. I think he's a good young coach in this league, and I think he deserves a fair shot. And it would be damn near unfair for them to fall out of the top 4, to be completely honest with you. So yeah, I think the Rockets ultimately get a top 4 pick, one of the top 4 picks.
And here's the thing, Clint, we base it off conversations we had before the season started. Is, man, get your second, third, fourth, fifth players together. So at some point when there is a star, Luka, when there is a star available, you have a team ready to attract them like the Nets did when they got their rest of their guys. And how different things could be, Clint, if you are working in the top 4 and have those other 2 late first-round picks, or as opposed you're working at 18 with picks 23 and 24. Yep. If you got the number 1 pick, like you're saying, and then 2 more first-round picks, now you're starting to see you can throw real numbers along with a top potential guy that could be a 2 or a 3, throw real numbers at the rebuild. So that's why tonight is important. 3 first-round picks. But if it's number 1 in 23 and 24, that is a huge difference, obviously, than 18.
Agreed.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Clint, former Texans president Jamie Roots, who is very, very talented and great, did great work with the Houston Texans. He is a new gig. He is now the CEO for the Dynamo and the Dash, the Houston soccer clubs here in Houston. I think most people in the business world would say this is a slam dunk decision for the Dynamo and Dash to make. Jamie Roots has so many connections and knows this town, and that's a great decision.
Yeah, I think it's a slam dunk. It's no surprise. Jamie Roots, solid dude, was great to me and us. Me for the short period of time that I knew him, but for the station over a long period of time, and solid dude, lands on, no doubt he was going to land on his feet. The question was, going to be here in Houston somewhere or somewhere else, and no surprise, man. I mean, what a score for the Houston Dynamo and Houston Dash. I mean, this Jamie's big time.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen at some point. He did great work with the Texans, and potentially Jamie will continue that here, staying in the city of Houston.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this one and this one has some connection here with the Texans, and I almost expect to hear an announcement like this coming soon. The Seattle Seahawks, they've announced, Clint, that they are going to make a full return to full capacity at their home games this season, and that's one of the first teams I've heard that's going to open up completely and said we're full capacity. Got to feel like that's going to happen with the Texans pretty soon, and that'll make things more normal in the NFL. But we expect to have to hear that announcement here with the Texans.
Yeah, look, I would expect the entire NFL to open up full capacity. I just saw where my Razorbacks up there in Arkansas, they're opening full capacity for their football season. I would expect college football, I would expect NFL to open this thing back up full go. And man, I'm here for it. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to our world getting back to normal. And I know there's some safety precautions, we're urging. We're not overlooking or you know, in any way, shape, or form.
That's a good point. It'll be interesting to see how different it is. How different? I haven't been to an Astros game yet. I wonder how different the. I know
T went. T, how different was it?
Is it different,
man? When I went on Father's Day, it was. It felt pretty normal. It was fun. It was good.
But I mean, how different in terms of entering?
That's what I'm saying. Nothing. Oh. They now they're just kind of lenient with it. They ask if you haven't been vaccinated, you wear a mask, but they're not like checking everyone and stuff like that.
That's what I was just wondering. What will there be a change when you come to the gates? Because I remember there was a huge change. I don't know if it was just September 11th or what, but they started to make you have the clear purses, and it would take a lot longer for women to come through, and there was a change there. I was curious if the NFL may put it. You know, Rob Manfred will do whatever, but if the NFL may put.
Well, you could find out if you took my invite.
You still got that clear fanny pack you was wearing back in?
Yes.
You do?
Uh-huh. I still do.
Tyler, are you a fanny pack guy?
I actually just got one in the mail yesterday for 4th of July. It's American
What's
flag.
What's wrong with the fanny pack?
Nothing. I just asked a question.
No, but it felt like the way you said it was like you look down upon people.
No, I don't look down upon people that wear fanny packs. I'm just curious if you still had your clear one from back after 9/11 when you used to go to KC games.
I like
games.
It. I still wear it.
You can keep so many things in there.
Yeah.
What do you keep? No.
For July 4th, where are you going July 4th that you need a fanny pack?
Mm. Oh, man, I just do it big every year no matter where I'm at. I love 4th of July.
Keep my lighter in there.
You can't walk around the house with your fanny pack on. That'd be a tad bit strange. Where are you going?
We're either going to be in my house or my parents or the in-laws. We'll have a get-together and do it right.
Really?
And I get decked out, man. I love 4th of July.
The family and how, like, from house to house, like the family gathering and stuff requires, I mean, there's a need for the fanny pack there.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, especially when you're wearing shorts without pockets.
Wow.
That's a big one. Shorts without pockets, those are your pockets.
I thought fanny packs were reserved for, like, Astro World days or, like, baseball games or, like festivals and things of that nature when you're going to be out. I didn't realize it was, like, get you a July 4th fanny pack for the in-laws' house.
Yeah, man. You can keep your wallet in there, your keys, your gum. If you need to carry a pen on you, you never know.
Wow.
If you are looking for the next big date to figure out what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, Clint will tell you what that date is coming up next. It is an important date that you need to have marked in your calendar. We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
713-572-4610. You can text in, call in, and be a part of Clint Sterner and the Show. And Clint, you came in. You've been talking about this today before the show. We were in deep prep conversations that July 27th, Clint, July 27th is a day that every Houston Texans fan needs to mark on their calendar because the biggest story in this city and maybe in the NFL, Deshaun Watson, that is a pivotal day that the league, the Texans, and Deshaun Watson himself and his crew need to be looking at, because that could be a potential move day in this situation.
Yeah, look, I think July 27, I call it a deadline, if you will. Put it on your calendar, mark it. Between now and then, I would highly expect the NFL to put Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list. In fact, I think if they don't put him on the commissioner's exempt list, I think it is a MLB commissioner Rob Manfred level mistake by Goodell.
Really?
In the NFL. I really do. I think it would be plumb ass silly if they don't make a move, if they're not proactive and take the decision out of the Texans' hands and take the decision out of Deshaun Watson's hands. I think it's a major mistake. The best case scenario for everybody involved is that by July the 27th, that he's on the commissioner's exempt list, taking the decision out of Deshaun's hand, taking the decision out of the Texans' hands, and immediately making Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans, and as it involves the NFL, a non-story. It's the best case scenario for all parties involved, zero doubt about it. This needs to be a non-story on July the 27th, at least as the NFL controls it. Now, they can't control if Tony Busby or Rusty Harden or Deshaun Watson or the legal system, the Houston Police Department, the district attorney, if they make a decision, or if they decide to make statements, that's out of the NFL's control. You can only control what you can control, and right now the NFL has the control of what July the 27th looks like for the Houston Texans and for Deshaun Watson, and ultimately for their shield.
So who would you be concerned with that could make this become a real S-storm? If the league doesn't put him on the exempt list and we're sitting here and it's, all right, training camp started, Deshaun has been talking about holding out, you know, the league hasn't done anything.
Well,
what's your concern? Because I don't think Deshaun would just show, do you? I think Deshaun would still hold out. I'm just wondering what would be, like, who would potentially, why would this become a bigger story? How would it jump up to be something where the league doesn't want it? Because I don't think
Watson pulls up in the parking lot at NRG Stadium, it is a monster story.
And you're just saying basically don't run the risk of it.
If no decision has been made, the lead up to July 27, whenever the time on the clock is that players report, will be a huge story in Houston. If he doesn't report, it'll be a huge story. Hey, did Deshaun not report, or did the Texans ask him to stay away? Hey, is it an excuse absence and you're going to pay him, or are you fining him? And then what does that entail? That entails Cal McNair having to talk to the media, Nick Caserio having to talk to the media, David Culley having talked to the media, right? Those are all things that I think we can all agree for the Texans. It's in their best interest if you don't have David Culley answering Deshaun Watson questions. It's in the Texans' best interest if Cal McNair can address the fan base and address the media without having to answer Deshaun Watson questions about whether you're finding him or not, whether he reported or not. And if the NFL commissioner puts him on the commissioner's exempt list, then it squishes all of it. It's a non-story.
So for you, even in your opinion, because I don't think, let's say the league doesn't, as we're talking here on Clint Sterner and the show, Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610, about Deshaun Watson and the July 27th being a major important date for some decision to be made, so you don't have a situation where Deshaun may show up to training camp. The league should probably step in by that date. I think Clint is what Clint is saying. is, but your thought is, even if the league doesn't put him on the exempt list and he doesn't show up, because I don't think he would show up to camp, I do think he would hold out, they would still have to make some sort of a statement or acknowledge some fact of, are you fining him? Is he not being fined? Or is this some sort of a mutual understanding of what we're doing? And yeah, I don't even think it – I think you have to fine him by that point, don't you?
Look, what we're talking about
that
is the point.
The story.
Right? That's the story. It's like every day goes by, another fine accumulates, and the question of, Art, did you fine him today, it resurfaces, right? And then at any point in time, if Deshaun's holding out, he can decide to report and quit the fines, right? So when the season starts, before the first kickoff, before the week of the first season, right, when you get down to final roster, is he reporting then or not, right? And it's just to keep it from being a major news story, the NFL can do one thing. The only thing that's in the control of the only control that the NFL has is whether they put him on the commissioner's exempt list, or do they wait and allow it all to just unfold as Deshaun sees it or as the Texans see it. And either way, whether he reports or he holds out, it is a national story on a daily basis. And again, the $10 or $15 million that the Texans are due to pay him if he's on the commissioner's exempt list is a welcome $10 or $15 million if I'm the Houston Texans, to keep the distraction from being an everyday issue in Houston that would come along with Deshaun Watson and there not being any kind of any kind of in-stone decision that had been made, right? And the NFL commissioner can make that happen. And because I've said this from the jump, I don't know who all believes this, but I believe this wholeheartedly, that every time Deshaun Watson, this isn't just your typical, hey, a player gets in trouble, Frank Clark gets in trouble carrying a gun for the second time, which, by the way, that gives me one more reason why I have no confidence that the NFL is going to come down hard on any player for any off-the-field issues, because a perfect example of what's going on with Frank Clark right now. We'll see what they do, but I doubt it's much. But the point is it's not a situation like that. Then you go, well, an NFL player got in trouble with a gun, and yeah, in some way, shape, or form, that gets brought back to the NFL shield, and it looks bad for the NFL product, and you know, you got to clean that up. That's water under the bridge in terms of the NFL. They'll figure out how they want to address it. It's water under the bridge. This Deshaun Watson thing, every time it comes up, there's 22 lawsuits that are included, and there's 22 lawsuits that include verbiage that is banging on the NFL and what it stands for every single time. And I think it's in the best interest of the NFL, the Texans, and Deshaun Watson to make this a non-story. And the only way you do that is put him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah, and that's got to be a move that they make before time, right? And the NFL does.
Right, correct, yes.
And which means we're getting closer to the 27th. We're coming up on the 1st, and they better interview him.
I mean, we're a month out. You're 30 days out. You're 35 days out from needing to make that decision. I would think it's time for those kinds of conversations to start. I don't sit here and go, well, there's a silence out there, show. There's probably a settlement in the works. Man, how many times are we going to do? Somebody's going to end up being right. Somebody that jumps on the airways, there's a settlement coming. At some point, you're going to end up being right. Kind of like Brady's going to end up being done at some point in time. If you keep saying it, you're going to be right down the road. But at this point in time, there's no reason to believe that any amount of silence is leading to a settlement.
Because we've had conversations where the NFL, we don't think they should rush it, but the 27th, to avoid any kind of craziness, that at least the commissioner's exempt list.
The season popping off, show, is okay, now the NFL needs to make a decision. All summer long or all season long, hey, who cares? You don't need to make a decision. Now a decision needs to be made in the next 30 days. July 27 is when they report. Star that date on the calendar and expect a decision to be made before that.
713-572-4610. You can call in, text in, and get on this. I'm seeing some good stuff from the text line because there is a question I want to bring up on the other side that's been brought up. Hell no. Deshaun doesn't deserve to get paid anything from the Texans. Many people understand if he's on the commissioner's exempt list, he does get paid. We'll explain why that is the correct trade-off for the Texans. That's next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, as we were just discussing, the important date of July 27th where it could be a moving day situation with Deshaun Watson. Clint is saying the league needs to, by that point, at least put him on the commissioner's exempt list to make this story more of a non-story with all parties involved, including Deshaun, the Texans, and the league. Someone, and I've seen this a couple of times on the text line through the break, hell no, he doesn't deserve to get paid to do nothing for an entire season. And how do the Texans look good? How does this work for the Texans if they don't pay, if they have to pay him and they're not going to have his services? Well, you said it would be good on all parties.
Yeah, it's just the best case scenario. Look, who deserves what is irrelevant at this point in time. It's not about deserve. I mean, that's a long conversation if we get into who deserves what, the Texans or Deshaun Watson, and why they deserve. That's a different topic. For me, it's when we're talking about 10 or 15, I think it's $15 million to be exact. I need to quit saying 10 probably. It's when you're talking about $15 million for Deshaun Watson, some of that's new money, some of it's the old money on the fifth-year option. But that is in NFL terms and in salary cap perspective, $10 or $15 million in the middle of a first year of a rebuild is an absolute non-factor in terms of where the Texans go moving forward. There's a price to pay for things in the NFL. And for me, it's if I'm the Houston Texans, I'm willing, all things considered, to have the NFL make the decision of Deshaun Watson's on the commissioner's exempt list to keep me from having to deal with Deshaun Watson walking in the building and reporting on July the 27th to training camp, and my staff having to deal with Deshaun Watson, the distractions that come with it, the attention, the media attention that comes with it on a daily basis. Does he act like he's hurt just to get paid, or does he actually not report so that then you can then fine him, and then do you live with the fact that he could walk into camp and report at any and in the holdout at any point in time? It just turns into an absolute circus.
That's worth it. That payment.
We're talking about a year long circus. Show, we're not talking about just, oh, well, if July 27th comes and goes, then he makes the decision to hold. He could hold out on the 27th. It could be an absolute circus. The circus dies down, and he could report before the first game of the season, and the circus starts back up. And now you got to deal with what do you do with Deshaun Watson? All I'm saying is it's best case scenario for the Texans if David Culley, Nick Caserio, Cal McNair do not have to deal with the Deshaun Watson saga moving forward any more than they have to. And if the NFL doesn't put Deshaun on the commissioner's exempt list, then it becomes their problem and their decision one way or another.
Yeah, because the floodgates would open more to questioning because the Texans at that point would be a part of the decision. Like, they would be a part of why he's not there. If they're finding him and that they're a part of it. At this point, if he's on the commissioner's exempt list, the way they have to answer questions is, it's not on us. The commissioner made a decision.
Right.
This decision doesn't. It's not in our hands.
And that's widely known. That's not like it's a secret to anybody. If the NFL puts him on the commissioner's exempt list, then the decision is made. It is a non-story. The Deshaun training camp. Does he play? Does he report? Is he involved? Are you finding him? All of that stuff is a non-story in the NFL. Now, you still have the dark cloud surrounding the organization in the NFL of Deshaun Watson's 22 lawsuits, but you don't have the daily, does he report, does he not, are you finding him, are you not, what does him be in there, is it a distraction, is it not? You don't have all that. And that's all I'm saying is the path of least resistance in terms of how much heat the NFL and the Texans and Deshaun Watson get. The path of least resistance is definitely, for all parties involved, the commissioner stepping in before July the 27th and making a decision and putting him on the exempt list.
Yeah. Someone said, preach it, Clint. They're really on you today. They're really on you today on the text line.
They're on me.
They're with you. They're on you.
Well, I mean, they're smart people. For the most part, they're smart people. I mean, that along with the callers and along with Tyler, I mean, they're sharp individuals.
There's
I mean,
some
they,
sharp ones.
They typically side with, I mean, the sharpest
sharpest tool in the shed.
Typically don't. Is that what they do?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a difficult decision.
Yeah. Clint Sterner and the show here with you on Houston Sports Leaders.
What was the other one?
Radio 610. What was the other
one? There was another question. You had two from the...
Oh, I just combined them both. It was just more of the Texans. Because, yeah, I think a lot of people hear that and like, hell no, the Texans shouldn't pay if he's not playing. Because they see that as a sense of rewarding him. And I saw this part of it, too, of the league rewarding Deshaun. Like, Deshaun shouldn't be getting paid for his acts, and the league shouldn't reward him. Well, first off, like, the league has to and should, and really everyone should, in my opinion, move forward to look at this as if we don't know completely what the wrongdoing is. We don't know completely what his acts are. So the league isn't just going to come in right now and say, oh, there's a consequence or punishment for to take away his pay here if they don't feel like they have an understanding that he did something or he did some of these things that he's accused of, right? Like, I mean, I think we all believe there's going to be a suspension of some sort just to the decision-making, but the league can't react and respond right away right now until they have full understanding of what happened to say, hey, we're going to punish him. He doesn't deserve to get paid because no, that's not how they can. That's not how.
Well, that's the commissioner exempt list is a way to go about. Yeah, it's a punishment, but it's not a punishment where you're taking their finances away from them. Right? You've clearly done something wrong. You've clearly had some issues. You caused some problems that have embarrassed the team and the league. And right now, we don't want to trot you out there in front of the national audience and play football as if nothing's happened and we're just going to stand alongside you and we're not going to trot you out there. That's the gist of it is we're not sure what happened yet, but you're responsible for enough to say, hey, we need to shelve you for a few weeks to see what the hell's going on and let the legal process run its course, right? I mean, that's the spirit of the commissioner's exempt list is to kind of a go-between not just completely pushing the player aside, but yet you're acknowledging that there's some issues, right? And that's, to me, that's the best case scenario right now for all parties involved is to take the decision out of Deshaun's hands, take the decision out of the Texans' hands,
and protect
the shield.
You want to detect the league especially should want to at all costs avoid the thought of Deshaun showing up.
Yeah.
And there's a standoff between, as we've talked about it here, there's a standoff between the Texans and Deshaun and him trying to get into the building, him showing up for the building, Deshaun potentially faking an injury. Like, they want to avoid all of those things at all costs.
I agree. I just think that's $10 or $15 million to me and you, it's a lot of money. No joke about it. Look, I get it. But to Cal McNair, in the big scheme of things, in year one of a rebuild when it's an absolute cluster anyway, and you're paying a ton of guys a lot of money that in no way, shape, or form will impact the Texans being competitive again. That's just part of that is part of the cost associated with the dumpster fire that you created.
Yeah.
Right? Is at some point in the process of stopping the digging, right, and trying to work your way out of a state of dysfunction, there's a year or two where you got to pay some players that just it's to field a roster. It's literally to put a product out there that if you weren't in the situation that you're in, you wouldn't be signing Mark Ingram at year 10 of his career, right? You wouldn't be signing right now. The Texans are, I had it earlier, the Texans are, they got the fourth most money in the NFL wrapped up in running backs, and they're all 30-plus except for Phillip Lindsay.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got – a ton of money wrapped up in quarterbacks, and I don't think they have but one starter.
You hear those names, and none of them you think, ooh.
Yeah, you're bringing dudes in for different reasons other than helping you win a championship. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast, and it's a situation the Texans are in. And so the $10 or $15 million that you pay Deshaun if he goes on the commissioner's exempt list is small potatoes compared to the embarrassment that could last an entire season of you having to explain why you're finding him or why you're not finding him or what role is he playing in the organization. It's a small price to pay for essentially silence.
Clint Sterner in the show. We'll let Eddie jump in here on this. The important date of July 27th. Go ahead, Eddie. What's your thoughts?
So my deal with the Texans and Deshaun, the Texans and Deshaun both need Deshaun to be on the commissioner's exempt list, however he gets there. Because if Deshaun sits on his hand and decides he doesn't want to show up for the Texans and sits out the entire year, that doesn't prompt the league to do anything. They will impose no penalty upon him. So once it comes next April 1st of 2022, he is no more tradable on that date than he was last April. That's the thing. If they sit and wait and don't get him on the list, he's not tradable, and the Texans aren't going to get anything from him. The Texans and Deshaun need to do something to get him on that list. So at least say the cases get decided next March 1st and Goodell has kept him on the list for an entire year and he's missed 17 games, then he has time served. But the thing is, if Deshaun waits and doesn't show and doesn't get put on the list, if the cases get decided March 1st of next year, then Goodell's going to come down with his ruling and Deshaun could potentially miss another season. He sat out a year, and Goodell could give him an entire year off, which hurts the Texans trading him. They need to get him on the list now to make him more tradable next year. They can't wait. John can't wait, and the Texans can't wait.
Appreciate the call, Eddie. I think the one thing we got to remember is the NFL hasn't been consistent with their decisions on any of these things, right? Like, I mean, Antonio Brown, for instance, still had his case open last year, and they made a decision. He was only suspended 8 games and then was able to play the rest of the way. So even if he's not on the commissioner's exempt list, they could make a decision on the findings they have and then come forth and say, well, this is the plan. You're suspended for this amount of games, and he could still be suspended. So
that's like the commissioner's exempt list to me is at this point needs to be used to just make this a non-factor to save face, so to speak,
and to
buy everybody involved more time of silence, right? Of this not being an absolute mess show, an absolute embarrassment. And I don't know that him going on the commissioner's exempt list at any specific time now or later is going to impact how he's disciplined and how he's suspended once everything comes out in the wash. And I'm not saying that the caller's wrong. I'm saying I don't know. I don't know exactly time served. That would seem like a pretty light sentence. I mean, think about that. Think of Deshaun, if they put him on the commissioner's exempt list, he sits out the whole year, which he wanted anyway, and the Texans have to pay him. And then he's traded next year. Never has to sit a game.
Yeah. I was gonna say, it's all Rodgers' decision. Like he could put him on the list for a year, and he could still suspend him after that. Like he can put him on the list and still suspend him. And that's just the one thing they just haven't. There's no set in stone way that they handle this. It's not like that. All right, This is how we do this. Yeah. This is what the league does.
And I don't know that the commissioner's exempt list changes, the potential of a trade or the potential of a settlement or the potential of speeding up the discipline that he's going to get if he is indeed proven to have to be guilty of all of this. I don't know. That's why, like, when I attacked the July 27th report date for the training camp, to me, we can speculate on what's going to happen down the road with all these different scenarios. We can do that on a daily basis. But to me, there's a date, and it's July 27th, and something's changing, right? I mean, the NFL is going to either make the decision, or Deshaun or the Texans are going to make the decision. And something's changing on that particular date, good, bad, or indifferent. And it seems to me like it's common sense that the cleanest – most quiet way to make to get beyond the 27th for everybody involved is the exempt list.
Yeah, yeah. Clint Sterner and the show here with you on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 6. And I just saw our guy, Sean Pendergast. Make sure you're locked and loaded and listening tonight. He and Adam Spolane will have you covered. 7 o'clock, a huge night for the Rockets as they look to try to get the number one overall pick in the draft. All they need to do is not drop below 4, and they get to keep their pick. If they're 1 through 4, they keep their pick, and they've got nearly a 50% chance to do that. That's the big story tonight with the Rockets and Adam Spolane, our Rockets insider, and Sean Pendergast. Just saw him walk past. They will have that. And Clint right here is filling it, Houston.
Yeah.
He said number one overall pick. Akeem Olajuwon is there, and you just feel it. You just feel like somebody got to give Steven Silas one of them.
I'm going number one overall pick because Akeem the Dream Olajuwon is there, and damn it, Steven Silas deserves it. He deserves some good news after look, whatever feelings, whatever emotions, whatever experiences he had this year with the Houston Rockets, whatever led to the press conferences that I watched, the post-game pressers that I watched, no man, no matter how much money he makes, should feel like and look like that after coaching a basketball game. Very rarely do I feel sorry for a guy that's making millions of dollars, and definitely feel sorry for him because things didn't work out in his game that he's getting paid millions of dollars to coach or play. Like I don't feel sorry for them cats too much.
But he had 70 of them.
But him,
you know what he looked like?
I mean, he was crying. Tears involved.
I was
going to
say,
times.
Do you know what he looked like about 35 times last year?
What?
Deshaun at the end of the Colts game last year. You remember Deshaun at the end of the Colts game where I think that was the one with the bad snap?
Is that when he said nobody's going to steal his joy?
Yes, when he sat over there on that sideline. And I think T.Y. Hilton walked over there and said, damn, dog, I'm sorry, man, the way y'all just lost this game. That's the way Steven Silas was looking at times.
Yes.
So just sitting over there like he's not even left the bench and the game's finished. And he's known the game was over 20 minutes before because they had got blown out. Like, God, they lost one of those games by 50, Clint. Like, that had to be. I don't even know how you do
it. Well, I mean, not only that, but as a coach, you feel bad for your players because at one point he's trotting like seven guys out there to play a game.
Yeah, just 7. That's all they had.
I mean, it's
7.
Just brutal, man. And guys that haven't even been in the organization, he hadn't been in the organization long, but other guys, like 5 of the 7 guys hadn't been in the organization very long. And so everybody that was worth a damn was wanting to beat the door down to get out that had been here before. Steven Silas deserves some good luck, man. I'm going with the number one overall pick tonight. I think the Rockets get it, but for Steven Silas' sake, I hope they just get a top 4 and he can start building this thing.
And for Rafael Stone, they need it because let's just be honest. When you start to look at the James Harden trade, we're thinking how to use Deshaun as Deshaun. That trade piece could really bring you a lot of ammunition to really restart your rebuild. Well, for a player of James Harden's ilk, like you start to think, Victor Oladipo left. He's not going to re-sign.
Right, right.
And you're not getting any high picks unless it falls apart with Kevin Durant and the Nets. They're always going to be late picks. You need this one. Like you're going to have extra first-round picks, but you need this one.
You need this one to hit,
be a high one to give yourself a chance because if this one is 18. And you know all the other first-round picks that you got for Harden are going to be in the late 20s and 30s probably every year with the Nets. Whew. I mean, you will have traded James Harden and had the worst record in basketball and not had a top 10 pick. Like, that's how bad it could get if they fall outside of the top 4.
Boy, it sounds like you could be talking about the Texans the last year.
It really does, to be honest.
I mean, they went 4-12 and didn't have a top 1 or 2.
Yeah, it's not good.
God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say
come on, rolling
let's
dice.
Let's get that out of our minds.
Let's get ping pong ball bouncing out there. I mean, look, Silas deserves it, man. Come damn on. It. Come on.
Akeem is there. Akeem, he better not pull.
He didn't fall away out there to pull 5 or lower.
Yeah,
come on,
who knows where he came from.
Come on,
coming
Green.
Up behind us, Texans All Access, The Voice, Mark Vandermeer, and John Harris. They've got you covered. And then following them, you will hear Our lottery special right here on Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast, and our Rockets insider, Adam Spolane, will have it all for you. Hopefully we come in here talking a big story of the Rockets have the number one pick, and who are they going to get? Hopefully Cade Cunningham. Clint, great job today. Tyler, great job as well. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. It was all right. Don't shake your head at me.
And I've been listening to 610 since Martini and Edmonds. That's back in the 80s. This is the best combination for afternoon drive time sports radio I've ever heard. Show, Clint, you guys got it going on, man. I really appreciate your show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.